to all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On behalf of the churches in Brisbane, we'd like to send their regards, their greetings in the Lord to you. And on behalf of my family, I'd like to thank Elder Cole and Mrs. Cole and all of you to take care of my daughter when she was here last year. Thank you so much for your prayers, your encouragement, your care for her. And also thank God, so thank you for inviting me to minister God's word to all of us this morning. And before we meditate on God's word, let us turn to the Lord in prayers. Our Father in heaven, our Creator and Maker, may thou be gracious and merciful unto us and illumine our hearts so that we may understand thy word. May the Holy Spirit open our spiritual eyes so that we may see thy truth. Open our ears to hear thy still, small voice. Open our hearts and constrain us by thy love to do thy will, to do thy word, and to keep the feast in our lives, in our worship, in our ministries. We give thanks unto thee. May thou search our hearts and cleanse us from all our sins, shortcomings, and righteousness. O Father, we commit all of us unto thee. May thou be gracious and merciful unto me, anoint me, and help me to minister thy word to thy people. O Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So I remember when I was a teenager, when I attended a worship service, I usually brought with me, sure, a Bible, and a pen to note down the verses, the Bible verses. Why? Because we live not only by bread alone, according to the word of God, the word the Lord Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds out of the mouth of God. So no matter how often we have prayed, we have listened to a passage, to a Bible verse, but when we listen to that verse again, it is God's prayer for our spiritual life. We must carefully and take note and remember God's word, because it is our spiritual food. We thank God that Elder Cole has printed out the Bible verses, because I will preach God's word through these verses. And it is easy for you, also for the Chinese brethren, to follow me verse by verse, that I used to do when I was a teenager. So there is a connection between the Passover and the Lord's Supper. The Passover, when God commanded Moses and his people in Egypt to do and to keep and to preserve after that, has been replaced with the Lord's Supper in the New Testament. And the circumcision in the Old Testament has been replaced with the baptism in the New Testament. As it is said, it is written in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. So we shall go through these verses, and please follow me. Exodus chapter 12, verse 5, the lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year, he shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, your lamb. So we need a lamb, my dear friends. In the Old Testament, God commanded his people to bring a lamb or a sacrifice. If you are poor, you can bring a turtle dove or a dove, a pigeon. So God's salvation is for all, the rich and the poor. We see that Joseph and Mary, when they went to Jerusalem, they brought pigeons because they were poor. And in the New Testament, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is the sacrifice, is the Lamb of God. And he is for all the sacrifices in the Old Testament. Nowadays, we do not need to bring a lamb, or an ox, or a pigeon, or a dove, because of the Lord Jesus Christ is our sacrifice. We see in 1 Corinthians, so to look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover lamb, is sacrificed for us. So we thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ is our sacrifice, is the Lamb of God. But you need him, my dear friends. Your lamb, in verse 5, your lamb. We see that God rejected Cain and his worship, his sacrifice, because no lamb. No lamb over there. But God accepted Abel and his sacrifice because of the lamb. On the Old Testament, they needed a lamb because they acknowledged that they were sinners and they deserved death. And they needed a lamb to die for them, to die for their sins. So God accepted Abel and his sacrifice. How about you and me? We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, we shall be rejected. The Lord Jesus Christ must be the center of the worship service, like Abel. On his altar, only the Lamb of God. But nowadays, we see that many churches, they bring in worldly entertainment, music, popular speakers. They don't care about the doctrines. Here we have been just reminded of Titus chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. They don't care about doctrines. So we must realize that we need the Lord Jesus Christ, the center of our worship and the sacrifice for me. And verse 6, you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. So they have to prepare for the Passover. So every day they look at the lamb. The lamb would be killed for them. We thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ came already, and he died for us already. Now we just look back, and we remember him through the Lord's Supper. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. So the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, for our sins. Verse 7, and they shall take up the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses when they shall eat it. This is the instruction from God. They had to take the blood of the lamb to strike it, to put it on the two posts of the door and the upper post of the door. How about you and me? We need the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to wash us, to cleanse us thoroughly. It is amazing. Only the blood of the Lamb, only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is able to cleanse you and me and to save you and me, to redeem you and me. We see in verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite on the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against on the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Nowadays, people just like to hear about God's love and God's grace and God's mercy. Yes, we thank God that God is so loving, God is so gracious, God is so merciful. Otherwise, we are not here. But we have to remember that God is holy and righteous. Because of his holiness, he hates sins, ungodliness, unrighteousness. And because of his righteousness, he has to deal with sin. He has to judge. He has to execute his judgment. Here we see that I will execute judgment on the land of Egypt. Not only the Egyptians, but also on the Jews, if they fail to put the blood of the lamb on the doorpost, on the upper doorpost. So what do you think if the people of Israel failed to obey God and to obey, to keep his instructions and commandments? If they were in the house without the blood on the doorpost, no matter how many things they could do, good works and prayers fervently, but without the blood, surely they would be executed, they would be judged, they would be destroyed. So may God help me to treasure, to highly value the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need the blood of the Lord to cleanse us, to wash us. And in Revelation chapter 12, the Bible tells us that Satan accuses you and me day and night, and we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. So when you and I are accused of Satan, oh, you have sinned already. You have failed to do this, you have to fail to do that. You have sinned. Usually, according to our sinful nature, we want to defend ourselves. Oh, Lord, not because of me, but because of others, because of the situations. And if we try to defend ourselves, we have no peace because Satan continues accusing us of our sins. And we only can overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb. So we have to treasure, highly value the blood of the Lamb. And verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, the holy God, the righteous God, when he sees the blood, he will pass over you and me. It's amazing. So we had to ask the Lord Jesus not only to wash us on Sunday, but to wash us every day, every moment. Like a pebble or a stone under the flowing stream, it is clean and pure from all the moss. So in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says that if we walk in the light as He, as God, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of the Lord Jesus, His Son, cleanses from all sin. And in Greek, it is in the simple present tense. It means that the blood of the Lord Jesus, His Son, will keep cleansing us from all sins. So when God, the Holy God, sees the blood of the Lamb upon us, so He is very pleased to accept you and me, my dear friends. Nowadays, we see that human religions, worldly religions, try to put on them many things to cover their sins, but they cannot stand before the Holy God and righteous God. So may God help you to treasure the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him to wash us continuously. We see that in Revelation chapter 7, when John saw many in heaven, and the angel asked him, "Do you know where they are from?" And John did not know. And then the angel answered that they are those who washed their garments, their robes, in the blood of the Lamb. Usually we have to take a shower, we have to wash our clothing, our garments every day. So our spiritual life is also the same. We are living in this world, even though we do not commit sins or we do not do wicked things, but we are defiled. We are contaminated by the wicked things around us. So we need the blood of Jesus to cleanse us, to wash us all the time. And Satan has no reason, no ground to accuse us. In verse 13, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you." Shall not be upon you. It is a blessing. But without the blood, you are Jews. You also will be judged. Shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Verse 14, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." So God commanded His people to keep the feast forever. And nowadays we still keep the feast, that is the Lord's Supper. Verse 15, "7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the 7th day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel." So God is holy and righteous. God is very strict according to His holy standard. Nowadays, many churches, they are turning worldly and they abuse God's love and God's grace, and they take God's holiness lightly. They just do whatever they like, just worship God anyhow they like. But here we see that if the people of Israel kept the leaven in their house, that song shall be cut off. That song shall be cut off from Israel. Later we shall meditate on the meaning of the leaven. And verse 48. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised. Then let him come near and keep it. He shall be one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. A person who was not circumcised would not partake of the feast of the Passover in the Old Testament. Nowadays, we have the Lord's Supper. So, we see that circumcision has been replaced with the baptism. So if you have not been baptized, please contact Elder Cole and you learn God's word and you can confess your faith before the congregation and then you can partake of the Lord's Supper. Now continue 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 6. Your glorying is not good. You and I must glory in the Lord, not in ourselves, not in man. Know ye not that a little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump? Just a little. So the leaven works secretly, slowly, but effectively. Just a little, it can make the whole dough, whole lump, expand. We see that just a little compromise, a little sin, a little wrong doctrine may affect all the congregation, may affect all our life. We must be very careful with little things, little foxes in the vineyard. Verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven. Here we see that the old leaven, in verse 7, also the leaven of malice, the leaven of wickedness. The leaven of malice refers to the evil in our character, in our heart, in our mind, in our thinking. We think evil things, we embrace evil things in our heart, in our motives, our purposes. There is malice. And the leaven of wickedness tells us about the evil words, evil deeds, evil actions that may hurt others, that may injure others. So we have to purge out the old leaven. The old leaven tells us about the old nature. We have the old man and the new man. So do you here recognize that you have the old man? If you can see the difference between the old man and the new man, so you are born again. And if you see, there is no difference. You do not have the struggle in your life. Maybe you are not born again. We see that Paul shared with us the struggle he had between his old man and the new man in Romans chapter 7. He said that I know that in me, in my flesh, there is no good thing. Why? Because I desire to do what is good, but I find no power, no strength to do it. I want to do what is good, but I just do what is evil. I want to avoid what is evil, but I keep doing it. And he tried his best. He didn't ignore it. He did not live his life like that. He had to deal with it. And then, what did he say? Oh, wretched man I am, who is able to deliver me from the body of this death? Who is able to deliver me? He tries that. He could not. And no one could help him. Peter and James and John could not help him. Who? I thank God through the Lord Jesus our Lord. So we see that he found the answer. That is the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have that struggle in your life, you want, you desire to please God, to glorify God, and to do God's will, to do God's word, that is the new man. You are born again. And when you fail to do God's will, God's word, you cannot bear with you. You have to deal with sin. You try your best. And then, in the end, you give up. And you turn to the Lord alone. Oh Lord, help me, help me. And then the Lord will help you. And you will give all glory to the Lord alone. I remember a story that I heard when I was in Vietnam, that a man was drowning in the sea. Oh, save me, save me. And then this man on the beach, he could not swim, so he did not jump down to save the man who was drowning. And then the other man who was about to swim, but he just stood there. Then this man was very angry. Why don't you jump down and save that man? But he was quiet. And then the man in the sea, oh, save me, until he had no strength. And the swimmer jumped down and brought the man to the shore. And then he explained. So when the man was still drowning, he still had strength to grab you. And then you also may risk your life because you cannot swim. You cannot carry him to the shore. So the Lord Jesus, so he saw you. You try like Paul. Try. He let you try. When you hear a message, oh, thank God that I have 3 points, 4 points. I will try to do it. And then you fail. The Lord Jesus will let you try and try. You give up your own strength. Oh Lord, help me. Without you, I cannot do anything. Jesus confirms that without me, you can do nothing. So, I also thank God that the Lord Jesus came to die for our sins and he rose again. And he continues to save us from our own man, to save us from sin, from temptations, from the attacks from Satan. So the Lord Jesus is our living Savior. We can turn to him, we can trust in him, and we can have the victory in him. And when you and I can live a good life, can overcome sins, overcome ourselves, overcome temptation, we shall give all glory to God. Oh, not me. I had tried my best already. I failed. So we had to purge. Here, purge out. In Greek it means that we have to make it clean completely, thoroughly, urgently, We should not leave it later. Do it now. Purge out, because God is holy, God is righteous. God cannot bear with us if we still live in sins. We have to purge all the leaven out urgently, rightly, now and thoroughly and completely. The own leaven, our own man, my dear friends. Ask the Lord to cleanse us by His precious blood, that ye may be a new lamb as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Verse 8, therefore let us keep the feast. This is the second commandment. The first one is to purge out from on the leaven. The second, keep the feast. It is also in simple present tense. In Greek it means that we have to keep on keeping the feast. Not only the Lord's Supper once a month or twice a month, but every day. That is the spiritual Passover feast. We have to keep every day, continually. Let us keep the feast, not with own leaven, not with the own man, own nature, neither with the leaven of malice, the wickedness, the evil in our heart, our motives, our mind, our thinking, our purposes, and not with the leaven of wickedness, evil words, evil deeds, evil actions. We have to purge it, cleanse it. But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We must be true to the law. We must be true to ourselves. We must be true to others. We must be true to the church. We must be true to God's word, the truth. And then we can have some more leaven here. We have to purge out. Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And Luke chapter 12, verse 1, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy. A little hypocrisy will affect you, me, and all our families and all the church members. We had to purge out this leaven as well. We see that the Lord Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes in Matthew chapter 23 because of their hypocrisy. They say and do not, they may preach, they may teach, but they do not practice God's word. And they love the honorable titles, rabbi, rabbi. They love the best, the highest seat in the table, or they only show that they were godly, they were holy outwardly, but inside is full of uncleanness and iniquity. So we must be true, my dear friends. We have to cleanse from the leaven of hypocrisy. God is true. His word is true. We must be true. And next, we have to cleanse us from the leaven of the Sadducees. We see that in Acts chapter 23, verse 8. For the Pharisees say that there is no resurrection, neither angel nor spirit. That is their doubt, the leaven of doubt. They did not totally believe in God, believe in God's truth. They only accepted the five books of Moses, and the rest they rejected. Nowadays, my dear friends, the leaven of doubt may affect you and me. Just a few leaders doubt God's word. They spread this level of doubt to the whole congregation and to the Bible colleges and to many churches nowadays. And doubt is the leaven, my dear friends. You and I must be very careful to keep ourselves, to keep our children, because they may doubt God, they may doubt the Savior Jesus Christ and his atonement on the cross, and they may doubt God's love and God's power, and they may doubt God's word, the Bible. You and I still remember the 10 spies that Moses sent to explore the promised land. And 10 spies doubted God's power to help them to conquer the promised land. And their doubt spread to the whole congregation. And the whole congregation wept. They wanted to go back to Egypt. Except Joshua and Caleb, and surely Moses and Aaron. We see that a little bit leaven of doubt. Unbelief will spread so many. Two faithful spies like Joshua and Caleb could not do anything. They encouraged the congregation, but they did not listen to. So we thank God for the faithful pastors, the faithful leaders, the faithful brethren. But we must be very cautious, because a little leaven of doubt may affect all the congregation and our children and many other churches and Bible colleges. And then in Mark chapter 8 verse 15, and he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod, the Herodians, the leaven of Herod. This is the leaven of politics, the leaven of worldly values, power, position, and selfish interests. We see that the Herodians and Herod only focus on their power. When the wise men from the east come into Jerusalem and ask, who was born to be the king of the Jews? And then Herod, the great in those days, he did not want anyone to be king. He wanted to be king only. He wanted to keep his position. So later he learned from the wise men that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem. So he ordered to kill all the children from 2 years old and under. That is the leaven of the Herod. Only focus on power, position, worldliness, worldly values, the wealth. And we see that nowadays in the church it's still the same. There may be politics in the church. They want to win the hearts of the members to follow them, and to kick out the godly leaders. We see that like Reverend Timothy Toh, he used to be the founding pastor of Life BB Church, and he founded the Far Eastern Bible College. But we see that the leaven of politics inside, the leaven of doubt, unbelief inside. So they kicked him out. We thank God that he started the True Life BB Church. So we must be careful. In my church, I I was, and I am still very careful to take care of the congregation. If they do, I do not know the stand, the views of the speaker, I do not invite them. So thank God that nowadays we can have live conference, so I can preach to the Vietnamese over the phone. And for the English-speaking brethren, Reverend Dr. Jerry Koo allows me to screen his video messages to the English-speaking brethren, so I can come here to visit you and to minister gospel to you. But some years ago, I have two churches. I could not lead them alone. I could not find faithful pastors over there. So we must be careful, my dear friends. A little leaven can leaven the whole dough, the whole lump. So now we remember two commands from God. We have to purge out completely, urgently, right now, on the leaven of the old man, the leaven of malice from the heart, from mind, the soul, purpose, the leaven of wickedness in our words, in our deeds, our actions, in the leaven of hypocrisy, the leaven of doubt and unbelief, and the leaven of politics, worldliness, ungodliness, so that we may keep the feast every day, every day. So may God bless you and me, help you and me. Let us turn to the Lord in prayers. O Father in heaven, we give thanks unto thee for giving us the Lamb, the Passover Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and shed his blood, and when thou, O Father, the holy and righteous God, see the blood, thou wilt not judge us, thou wilt not punish us, because of the blood of the Lamb. Help us to treasure and to highly value the blood of the Lord Jesus, and help us to apply the blood of the Lamb to wash us, to cleanse us every day, every moment, so that we may have fellowship with thee in the light, in holiness. We give thanks unto thee. May thou be gracious to us and search us and help us see the leaven of our own man, the leaven of malice, the leaven of wickedness, the leaven of hypocrisy, the leaven of doubt and unbelief, and the leaven of politics. May thou help us to purge out and to cleanse us so that we may keep the feast every day of our life. We give thanks unto thee. O Father, we commit all of us unto thee. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you very much.